All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, I understand that we're getting ready to head in towards springtime. We've already had temperatures warming up a little bit, much warmer than they were a couple of weeks ago. What can you tell the listeners out there about what we can expect from Mother Nature this upcoming spring?
So as we head into the spring period, we're really looking for better chances for above normal temperatures, and that's for the next 3 months upcoming through March, April, and May. On top of that, we're also looking for better chances for above normal type of precipitation across Indiana as well.
So what when you say above normal temperatures, what does that kind of look like in the 80s, 90s? What can you kind of ballpark that for us?
Okay, so normal high temperature for the month of March is around 51. When we get to April, the normal high temperature for that month is around 63, and in May, normal high temperature is around 72. So when we talk about better chances for above normal, we're generally talking when you average all the temperatures together that we're going to be above, better chances to be above those values. So, that doesn't mean we're always going to be super warm or below average or whatever the case may be, but when we average all the numbers up, we think we're going to be on the higher side of those numbers for temperatures. So, that might mean in March that we'll probably have a few more days in the 60s. Maybe in April we'll have a few more days in the 70s. And, in May maybe we'll have a day or two in the 80s, that sort of thing. But it still is springtime, and that means variable conditions in Indiana. So that means, it's not always going to be warm. We will still have our cold spells from here and there. But generally speaking, the patterns look for better chances of above normal temperatures, like I was saying.
And when you say better precipitation chances, are you looking at like we might see some more rain than normal, or you guys have any idea what we might see from precipitation wise?
Yeah, similarly, in April we expect around 3 inches of rain, 3 to 4 inches of rain. In May we expect around 5 inches of rain, and I didn't mention March. March we have around 3 to 4 inches of rain. So again, given the weather patterns that we're seeing in the setup, it looks like we're going to be on the higher side of those numbers as we look up. That doesn't mean it's going to rain every day. It just means that when we add up those numbers at the end of the month, it looks like we'll probably be on the higher side of those averages.
When you take a look at what do you think the rest of the state might look like, or do you guys have any way to measure that at this point?
At this point, everything across the state is kind of uniform. So what I'm telling you for Indianapolis would still apply to places further north like South Bend, and also further places south closer to Evansville or near Louisville.
Gotcha. And when you say, when you look at guys, when you say the meteorological spring, I know that's before the spring solstice. What kind of goes into what the meteorological spring is for what you guys look at?
Well, we consider the meteorological spring to be essentially the months of March, April, and May. So those are our springtime months. When we go to make a forecast as to what we're looking at for these sort of things, we're really looking at overall weather patterns that we're seeing, and it has a lot to do with El Nino, La Nina characteristics. That's how that's going to affect the jet stream and pressure patterns in that manner, and where that we're expecting that jet stream to be, which brings us our storm systems. Now, in this case, with the above normal temperatures, we're probably looking at more often the jet streams we're looking at to be a little bit further north of us to allow some of that warmer air to come up from the south. Also, because we're expecting the above normal precipitation, we're probably expecting that storm track to be a little bit closer to us as well to bring us more chances for precipitation.
All right, gotcha. Last question I had for you. I know your virtual Central Indiana Severe Weather Symposium is coming up March 16th, 18th, and 20th. Is anything you want to say about that and clue people in about what that's going to entail?
Yeah, we'd love to have people attend our virtual spring symposium. We'll be discussing lots of severe weather cases and how the Weather Service issues severe warnings. And anybody who has any sort of interest in weather will probably find attending some of those courses very beneficial. You can find out more information about it on our webpage at www.weather.gov/IND and pick a time to attend the seminar, the symposium. Essentially, it's going to be over 3 days. but it's only about 1 to 2 hours each session, so you don't have to be there all the time, and you don't have to attend every session. Also, I will mention, it's spotter weather season, too. If people out there are interested in being storm spotters for the National Weather Service, we really depend on those folks to help us issue our severe weather warnings. Now is the time to get trained, and we're offering online training for that as well. Those sessions are free, but you do need to register. And once again, you can register for those sessions on our webpage. Once again, that's at www.weather.gov/IND. And that's about an hour and a half course where we talk about tornadoes and we talk about severe thunderstorms and derechos and all the sort of things that you need to know if you're going to be a storm spotter.
All right. Fantastic stuff. Meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.